There's a very interesting yisoid from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal when it comes to the halachas of hefsek during brachas. And it's based on the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Avdolah Simen Reish Tzadik Ches Si'if Hei, and it's actually a Gemara in brachas daf nun beis amud beis. The Gemara says, "Ein mevorchin al haner shaloi shavas mimulach." When you make Havdolah on Motzei Shabbos, one of the brachas we make is the bracha on the ner. The halacha is that a ner shaloi shavas, you're not allowed to make a bracha on that ner. What's a ner shaloi shavas? It's a machlekes rishonim. But most rishonim hold, and this is how we pass in la halacha, any type of ner that you did a maisa iser, or a maisa iser was done in its creation, it's considered a ner shaloi shavas mimalacha, and you're not allowed to make the bracha of Bayrim Ha'ra'esh on such a ner. For instance, someone accidentally was madlik a ner be'isser on Shabbos. So if it was made be'isser, someone by mistake lit it on Shabbos, turned on a light on Shabbos, any type of isser was done in the initiation, in the creation of this ner, you're not allowed to make a bracha of Bayrim Ha'ra'esh during Havdalah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds that this applies even if it was only a Suffolk Isser that was done. For instance, it was lit during Bein HaShemoshes. It was lit during Bein HaShemoshes. It's only a Suffolk Isser whether this Ner was created by Isser. Nonetheless, we say that it's a Ner Shaloi Shavas, and you do not make the bracha of Bayer Mere'esh on this Ner. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, let's say you have a Ner that was lit on Shabbos, but there was a Heter to light the Ner. For instance, someone was sick. It was a chayla sheyesh bei sakana, and a yid lit a ner for that chayla. It's not considered a ner shloi shavas, and you're allowed to use it for Havdalah. So too, a woman who gave birth, and she's in a state of sakana, you're allowed to use a ner that was lit for her on Shabbos for Havdalah, because it's not considered a ner shloi shavas, and therefore you're allowed to use this ner for the bracha of bayrei ma'ayrei ha'esh. The Shulchan Aruch, though, tells us that this only applies if there was a heter to light this ner for this particular chayle. For instance, says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say it was a chayle she'em bo sakana. Someone was sick, but he wasn't in a state of danger. He wasn't in a state of sakana. And in that case, we only allow a goy to light the ner for him on Shabbos. A yid is not allowed to light the ner for a chayle she'em bo sakana. So the halacha is that if a guy lit it on Shabbos for the Chayla She'im B'Sakana, which was mutter, then you're allowed to use the Ner on Motzei Shabbos for Havdalah. Because that's not considered a Ner Shalei Shavas Me'Melechas Aveira. However, if a Yid lit it, then you can't use it for Havdalah. Because a Yid is not allowed to light a Ner on Shabbos for a Chayla She'im B'Sakana, if there's no Sakana in this Chayli. And therefore, it's not considered a Ner, considered a ner Shalei Shavas, and therefore it's not eligible for the usage on Motzei Shabbos for Havdalah. The Beis Yosef, though, qualifies the halacha, and he says the following chiluk lahalacha. Says the Beis Yosef, this that we say, that if a ner was lit be'isser, you're not allowed to use it for Havdalah, you're not allowed to recite the bracha b'rim reish on this ner, says the Beis Yosef, that only applies if you're using this ner for Havdalah right after Shabbos. Right after Shabbos expires, you want to use it for Havdalah. In that case, we say this ner is a ner shalei shavas. You can't use it if it was lit be'isser. However, if you waited some amount of time after Shabbos before using it for Havdalah, says the Beis Yosef, you could make a bracha on it during Havdalah. Why? Because as time moves on, the ur replenishes itself, and the new ur wasn't lit be'isser, because the old ur gets replaced by new ur. Or, as the ner is lit and time continuously moves, the ner replaces itself, replenishes itself, and a new air develops in its place. A new or develops in its place. Therefore, we say that the second new or is not something that was lit be'isser, and you can make a bracha on that ner. However, there's a very important however, and that is, if let's say a goy lit a ner on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use this ner after Shabbos. Now, even though it was mutter for the goy to light the ner, because a goy is not muzer on Isuri Shabbos, a goy is allowed to light the ner if he's not doing it for a yid, he's doing it for himself. So why is it aser? So the halacha is that even though the goy lit the ner for himself, it's still usher to use that nair for Boyer Mirayesh during Havdalah. Why? Because Lamaisa, this is something that's inappropriate to have a nair that was not Bimnucha Shabbos to be used for Havdalah. And therefore, even though it was mutter for a guy to light the nair for himself, nonetheless, we don't use the nair that he lit for Shabbos. And says the Beis Yosef, even if you waited some time after Shabbos before using it for Havdalah, you don't say the svara that the or replenishes itself and this new or that is developing is not something that was lit. Is there why? Because by a goy, we were goyzer the second light unto the first light that took place right after the goy lit it. And therefore, we don't allow you to use a nair that was lit on Shabbos by a goy, even if you waited some time after Shabbos expired. We're not geyser by a yid, we're only geyser by a goy. The Beis Yosef explains why. Because a goy is dark goy lahadlik be'isser. He always lights candles on Shabbos be'isser. He always lights it in a way that it's not supposed to be used after Shabbos. Mashenkin by a yid, if he did it for a chayla, it's mutter, and he usually wouldn't light it be'isser. The Melo, we were only geyser by a goy, and therefore, even if you waited some time, where we have the svar that the light replenishes itself, nevertheless, you're not supposed to use a nair that was lit by a goy on Shabbos for Matzei Shabbos during Havdalah. Now, what's the chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman when it comes to halachas of hefsek? So it comes from Rabbi Akiva Eiger brought down the Bir Halacha in this si'if, la halacha l'maisa. Says the Bir Halacha, b'diyeved, what's the halacha if you took a nair that was lit on Shabbos be'isser, or it was lit by a goy, and the goy lit it for himself, and you want to use it for Havdalah, and you recited the bracha b'yir mirayesh during Havdalah on this nair, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, not yotze even the b'diyeved. And not only that, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you have to make a new bracha of b'yir priya gofen. You started, you made b'yir priya gofen during Havdalah. Then you made b'yir mirayesh. B'yir mirayesh was made on a nair that wasn't Shavas. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it constituted a hefsek in your Havdalah. And therefore, you made a b'yir priya gofen, and now you want to drink afterwards. The b'yir mirayesh was mafsik between your b'yir priya gofen and your te'ima. Because normally, b'yir mirayesh is not a hefsik after you made hagofen, because it's litzoyrich, it's part of the havdalah, it's part of the recitation, and therefore it's not considered a hefsik. But over here, it's not part of the havdalah, because you're not supposed to be saying b'yir mirayesh on the ner shalai shavas. And therefore, it constitutes a hefsik. And since you already made a b'yir priya gofen, and now you said b'yir priya mirayesh be'isser, because you weren't supposed to make it on a ner shalai shavas, not only do you have to make b'yir mirayesh again, you even have to make b'yir priya gofen again. As I zok the Mishneh Berurah b'shem Mikveh. Now, the question is, Frak Rav Shlomo Zalman, that the Mishneh Berurah seems to be soicer himself. Because we find a similar halacha in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph and Hilchas Kiddush, where the Mishneh Berurah seems to contradict this, and the Mishneh Berurah seems to hold that it's not a hefsik in such a case, and we do not lose the b'yir priya gofen if you made a bracha between the b'yir priya gofen and the te'ima, if it was done with a mistake, because you thought that it wasn't considered a hefsik, you thought it was something that was required up yalacha. What's the case over there? The case over there is that you had a person that's making kiddush, and he thinks that he's making kiddush on wine, and it really, it's water. He didn't realize that in the cup there's water, there's not wine. He says, b'yir priya gofen, he thinks everything is fine and well, and he thinks it's wine and it's really water. Says the Kiveger that l'chayor would be a hefsik, but the other paiskim say that no, and the Mishneh Berurah passing that it's not a hefsik. Now why? Says the Mishneh Berurah, because since you thought that you were doing it correctly, even though you made a mistake, it's not a hefsik. In other words, the Mishneh Berurah says that you made hagafen at the beginning of Kiddush, and then you said the bracha of Kiddush. Now, if you made the bracha of a Kiddush improperly, because it was on water, then you perhaps have to recite the bracha of Kiddush again. However, you don't lose the bracha of b'yir priya gofen. It wasn't the hefsik in the b'yir priya gofen. Now, why is that? Because you thought that you were doing it correctly. And since you thought that you were doing it correctly, that's not considered a hefsik, because it's considered something similar to tzarech hasuda. The halacha is, if I say something with tzarech hasuda between the bracha and the eating of a food, it's not considered a hefsek b'di'evet. L'chatchila, you're not supposed to do it, but b'di'evet, it's not considered a hefsek. You don't lose your bracha. For instance, I make a bracha of hamotzi on bread, and then I realize I forgot to feed my animals. The halacha is you're not supposed to be eating before you feed your animals. So I say, between the bracha of hamotzi and the chewing of the food and the tasting of the food, I say, go feed the animals. That does not constitute a hefsek. You don't lose your bracha. Why? Because it's litzayrich hasuda. Because the din is you're not supposed to have your suda before you feed the animals. So that amira of feed the animals doesn't constitute a hefsek between your bracha of hamotzi and the eating of the food. The mela so too over here. I thought I was mechuyev to recite this kiddush in this case because I thought that it was wine. I thought everything was perfectly well. So even though I made a mistake, but according to the way I thought that I was mechuyev, so I did something, I said something, l'tzarech hasuda. And therefore, it's not a hefsek between my hagefen and my te'imo. The question is, this is not like Rikiv Eger. According to Rikiv Eger, it is a hefsek. Because Rikiv Eger holds that even if you thought you were doing correctly, but if in reality it was a toast, what you did, we say that it's a hefsek and you lose your original bayer pri hagefen. So the question that Rav Shlomo Zalman is bothered with is that the Mishnah Berurah in Psak seems to be says himself. And in Hilchos Havdalah, he passes like a Rikiv Eger. In Hilchos Havdalah, he says that if you're making Havdalah, you said Bayer Pri HaGefen, then you said Bayer Mayer HaEsh, and the Bayer Mayer HaEsh was a mistake, because really it was made on a Ner Shalai Shavas. There was a Malacha done to this Ner, where you're not allowed to say Bayer Mayer HaEsh on it. Not only do you have to recite the Bracha Bayer Mireish again, you even have to recite the Bayer Pri HaGefen again because it was a hefsek in the Bayer Pri HaGefen. Masha Enke, when it comes to Hilchas Kiddush, the Mishnah Berurah does not paskin like Rabbi Kiv Eger. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that it does not constitute a hefsek if you make a mistake in the middle of Kiddush in one of the brachas. Rather, even though you lose that bracha, you don't lose the Bayer Pri HaGefen because since you thought you were mechuyev to make it, it's not a hefsek. Because it's considered something similar to tzorich hasuda, and if you're mafsik with tzorich hasuda, b'di'evet, it's not a hefsek, even though l'chatchilu, you should not be doing this. So Rav Shlomo Zalman's yesod is the following. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's a very fundamental difference between the case of Kiddush, where the Mishnah Berurah paskins that it's not a hefsek, and the case of Havdalah, where the Mishnah Berurah paskins that it is a hefsek. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, when you have a bracha that if you or you have an amira that if you don't say this amira, if you don't say this bracha, you're not yetzei kiddush. It's an essential component of kiddush, or it's an essential component of havdalah, and you cannot drink. It's also for you to drink your wine after your hagefen without making this bracha in between the hagefen and the achila or the shtiyah. In that case, if you thought that you were required to say this bracha, and you were mistaken, but you thought that you were mechuyev to do so, then it's considered a hefsek l'tzayir chasuda, and it's not considered a hefsek. And b'di'evet, you don't have to repeat the bayir pri hagefen. Why? Because in this case, the bracha that you thought you were mechuyev to make was a bracha that's ma'akiv in the achila. You need this bracha to be recited between the hagefen and in the achila in order to be able to eat, or in order to be able to drink from the wine. And therefore, in order to be able to drink, you thought you had to say this bracha. Even though you're mistaken, that bracha is considered l'tzayir chasuda, it's not considered a hesek, and you don't lose your original bayir pri hagefen. However, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the case of bayir me'ayre ha'esh, in general, if I don't recite Bayer Mayer HaEsh during Havdalah, it's not ma'akev in the Havdalah. I don't ruin the Havdalah. I could still drink from the wine as long as I said Bayer Pri HaGefen. That which we say Bayer Mayer HaEsh during Havdalah is stamazoy akatakona. It's a takona ba'alma. It's not ma'akev in the shtiyah. It's not pshat that it's ma'akev in the Havdalah. It's just a mitzvah. And therefore, since this efsik is not a required efsik, so even though I thought I was able to make the Bayer Mayer HaEsh, because I thought it was a nirsh Shavas, and really it was a Ner Shaloi Shavas, in that case, if I made the bracha on a Ner Shaloi Shavas, it's a hefsek, and I have to redo even the Bayer Pri HaGefen. Because this type of hefsek was a mistake that I made, that I thought I was mechuyev to, I thought I was supposed to make this bracha, but there was no chiyev anyways. It's not like it's ma'akev in the shtiyah for me to say Bayer Pri HaEsh during Havdalah. And in that case, if I said it in mistake, I made a toast, and I thought that I was allowed to say, and I really was not allowed to say it, that's a hefsek. Because anyways, Bayer Mayer HaEsh is not something that I'm mechuyev to make, so it's not considered a hefsek l'tzayach se'udah. Mashen kein, when it comes to Kiddush, over there the Mishnah Berurah is saying that it's not a hefsek, because over there it's considered a hefsek l'tzayach se'udah, because I thought I was mechuyev to make it in order to be able to drink the wine after the Kiddush. That's the chilek that the Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, an explanation of the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah.